That we started the series talking about the authority of the believer. Hallelujah to Jesus. And every time God sent forth his word will never return to him without fulfilling the purpose for which it was sent. The word of God is not empty words. The word of God is potent. The word of God is all powerful. The word of God is immutable. The word of God cannot change. The word of God is called the truth. The devil does not have the antidotes to it. The devil does not have the capacity to bury the word of God. He tried to subdue the word of God. But on the third day, the word of God rose again. Hallelujah to Jesus. You remember that when Jesus was buried, some people, they were not so satisfied with that. They said, okay, this liar, they called him a liar. They said, he said that he will rise again, even though he was killed and buried. And so they asked the authority to give them strong soldiers to protect the place so that he would not be able to rise again. And Bible said they even rolled a big stone on top of the tomb, thinking that the stone would be able to stop him. But when it was time for him to rise again, Bible said when the angels of God, they went there, they removed the stone. And the soldiers that they put there, Bible said they were as dead men. Every devil that had been assigned from the pit of hell to steal upon your destiny, I decree divine vengeance upon that devil today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said you are created to be the head and not the tail. Every devil that wants to sit upon your career that will not allow you to be the head, I decree vengeance upon that devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible made us to understand that by his stripes we are made whole. Which means our wholeness, our health, our supernatural health has been paid for. Therefore, every devil that wants to sit upon your health, that will not give you a breathing space, I decree divine vengeance against that devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brethren, I want you to understand that you are a child of destiny. You cannot afford to die as a destitute. It's an abuse of redemption for you to be sitting somewhere and they are pitying you. Hello, sir. Irrespective of your lineage, no matter where you come from. Irrespective of what might have happened in the past, even if your family is being buffeted by curse. Because the Bible says, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might be upon the Gentiles, whom which you are. So there is no reason under the heaven that should give the devil right to press you down. I therefore decree again divine vengeance against every devil that is pressing down your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are a child of destiny. You cannot afford to die as a destitute. No, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jabez looked at himself and he said, as a seed of Abraham, it has been written that every seed, he said, Abraham shall be a blessing. Hello? He said, God said, he will bless him and he will be a blessing to the world. How can you be a blessing to the world as a destitute, as a beggar? It is not written. It doesn't have permission. It's not written in the scripture that the children of God should be beggars. Hello? Every lack and want in your life is terminated now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are a child of destiny. I want you this to sink into your memory. That even when they wake you up anytime, you see yourself as a child of destiny and you cannot afford to die as a destitute. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You share divine nature with Christ. You cannot afford to live and die like ordinary men. No. Hello? I want you to react. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
react to it. Hello? Tell that devil, you know, I was speaking to somebody, he was making reference to the message of last Sunday. And he said, this man is above 80. He said, I've never seen this thing before that you told me. I wish I saw it when I was younger. He was just lamenting because he could see that God, the scripture says, ye are gods. You are gods over circumstance. He said, I wish I have seen it. I've had this kind of message when I was younger. Hallelujah. You are a child of destiny. You cannot afford to die as a destitute. Hello? The Bible said, you are created to be set upon the hills. He said, you are the light of the world. How can the light be begging darkness at any time? Even if, no matter how thick that darkness is, when you scratch just one matchstick, it still have a an impact. Not to talk of floodlights. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen a situation where the darkness, light is begging the darkness? I say, darkness, snail, please, can you move? I want to come in. No, sir, it's not possible. Because the speed at which the light is coming in is the speed at which the darkness is going out. Hallelujah. And so you should not, under any reason, be afraid of the darkness, except you are blind. Thank you, Jesus. You are a child of an extraordinary God. You cannot afford to live and expire without a landmark accomplishment. Hello? You are a child of an extraordinary God. You can't just live and pass this earth without a mark. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to rise up to this reality, sir. And let every lies of the devil, that associate your lineage, your race, or your sex, whether you are female or male, with failure, they will tell you, in this kind of dispensation, it's not normal for female to rise. It's a lie from the pit of hell, sir. I can't find it in the scripture. And whatsoever is not in the scripture is a lie. It does not have the right to exist. Hallelujah. Because what is written is superior to what is happening. What is written cannot change. What is happening, we change, can change. Hallelujah. You guys say in the book of Hebrews, he said, he upholded all things by the power of his word. Whether the devil likes it or not, see, this God that we are serving didn't come into existence by the legislation of the United Nations. There was no council anywhere in the world that sat down and said, let there be God. No, sir. So they cannot unmake him. Their opinion about our God cannot change our God. Thank you, Jesus. Are you getting this thing? You know, I was speaking with somebody, and I said, why don't you come to church? He said, I don't even go to church. I said, why don't you go to church? He said, because there's no God. But I said, the founders of this nation, your forefathers in this nation, they serve God. He said, but science has proved that they were wrong. I look at her. I said, you are wrong. There is God. You don't know there is God because you are blind to that reality. But there is God. Do you believe there is God? Do you believe there is God?
Yes.
That God is living. That God is powerful. Thank you, Jesus. The authority of the believer, part 3. Remember we said that the heaven said, the word of God that cannot said, that cannot fail, that cannot change. He said, ye are gods. You are created to be in charge. You are created to enjoy dominion over every circumstance that is coming to you. The Bible said that God will not allow you to be tempted above what you can bear. He said there is no temptation that is not common to man. Don't specialize your challenge, your problem. You say, you don't know. If you know what I'm passing through, it's just a lie. Hallelujah. You don't have a peculiar problem. You have peculiar ignorance. Hello, sir. Because, the devil will tell you, say, just accept it like that. You remember, he will give you an excuse. Hallelujah. And like what somebody said, he said, when the devil reminds you about your past, remind him about his future in the hellfire. He will keep quiet. Because your past has been erased by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. And so, remember, you are a child of destiny. You cannot afford to die as a destitute. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Hallelujah to Jesus. Genesis 1, 26. For one reason, we always go back to that chapter, isn't it? Every service. Because you can't be closer to the beginning than Genesis. Hallelujah. And he said, and God said, who said? Who said? Who said? The Most High, Jehovah, Elohim himself. He said, let us make man in what? In what? In our image. That one is enough. You can even close your Bible there. Say, I was created in the image of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. He said, let us make man in our image. And in case you don't understand it, you have problem with understanding, it's still added to it. In our likeness. Still referring to the same thing. Hallelujah. You know, I like the way the scripture is written. So in case when he's speaking for the first time, say, hey, it's not true. He still uses another word. You know, when you are speaking to the grammarians, those who are so rich in whatever language they are using, they can use many words to describe the same thing. But the essence of it is to making you to understand it. And so God said, if we have problem with your dictionary, maybe they have deleted image. You still have something there called likeness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion. Let mankind have dominion. Let them have authority over all the earth, over everything under the earth, over everything upon the earth, over everything in the air. Hallelujah. Amen. God said it and it is settled. Thank you, Jesus. But I want us to understand this. Every time the reference is being made to our divinity or our divine nature, the emphasis is not on the fact that we are gods. Because that one is eternally settled. It cannot change. Hallelujah. Amen. That one has been settled. Huh? Because that one is eternally settled and irrevocably approved by God. That we are created in his image. That one is settled. You can't, like I said, you can't go to United Nations and debate it and say, okay, let us see number of people that will raise their hands. Is it true that God made us man? Or does he made us God? Even if all the people there, all the presidents of the world say no, it doesn't still change it. Because God does not need your approval to be God. Hello? God does not need your approval to come into existence. You didn't legislate him into existence in the first instance. So your opinion about that does not change. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. However, the emphasis is always laid in our ability to see it. Or our ability to believe it. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. That's why every time people came to Jesus, he said, do you believe that Son of Man can do this thing for you? He said, yes, they have it. Hello? He said, do you believe I can do it? He said, they have it. Because without you believing it, you cannot become it. He said in the book of John that for those who believe, he gave them the power to become it. So without believing it, you cannot become it. Do you believe that you are created to have dominion? Do you believe that you are created to have dominion over that sickness? Do you believe you are created to have dominion over barrenness? Do you believe that you are created to have dominion over poverty? Yes. Then the word of God says, be it unto you according to your faith. Not according to your race. not according to your age, not according to your title. You can be a bishop and still be begging. It's not according to the title, sir. There are begging pastors. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. I wish you get this one. It's not according to your title. It's not according to your race. Hello? You will see in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Like we said the last time, the fact that we are made God is an immutable truth that is settled forever. Your opinion about it cannot change. But somebody can ask, are we truly gods? We have said this again and again, but I want to repeat it again. Because the essence of it is your ability to see. Until you are able to see it, you cannot operate in it. Hello? And not seeing it is not just seeing it like that you see pictures. No. Having the understanding of it, that even when you wake up, you know that you know. That you know, 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 that you are created to be in charge. Hallelujah. It's not just about just chanting the scriptures from ABCD, from Revelation. You know, we used to do that competition when we were growing up. The Bible reading competition. You bring it out. You can read it, you can recite it from maybe the whole chapter. But you may not have understanding of what is there. Hello? Somebody will say, the Lord is my shepherd. And he's still confused. He's really the Lord my shepherd. How can the Lord be your shepherd and still confused? Hello? Because you know, as a sheep of his pasture, you should have confidence in his ability to lead you. But God is leading you as you are pretending as if you didn't hear. Then God is not your shepherd. You can chant it like Quran. It doesn't make a difference, sir. Thank you, Jesus. So are we truly gods? Let's quickly run through that before we look at ways to conclude for today. Thank you, Jesus. Are we truly God? Number one, the manufacturer said we are gods. Who is the manufacturer? God himself. Hello? Who decides the nature and the characteristics of a product? Is it the users? Is it the manufacturer? Hello? If you go to Volvo in factory, if they produce maybe Volvo S70, and you say, no, I like this Volvo so much. I want to use it as a bulldozer. And you call them. What will they tell you? They will tell you that you need help. Go to Karolinska. Because this one was not manufactured to be a bulldozer. It's manufactured to convey passenger. Hallelujah. So it is the nature and the essence of a product is determined in the factory. And the factory of heaven, the manufacturer, in Psalms chapter 1 and verse 3, he said, Psalms chapter 1 and verse 3, he said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we didn't make ourselves. Stop going to your friend to ask about the opinion of whom you are. Because two products cannot tell another product in his nature. You go to the manufacturer. Hello? Thank God for the ministries of the doctors. But the doctors cannot tell you who you are. Hello? That doctor cannot tell you that sickness cannot be healed. That is just his own opinion. The manufacturer said, by his stripe, you are healed. The doctor said, by the circumstance, yes. That may be the circumstance, but the truth is stronger than the facts. The truth is the word of God. The word of God cannot change. The manufacturer said, he has made you to be he has created you to be a God over that circumstance. Don't let the opinion of your friends, the opinion of the economic situation in your nation, the opinion of your parents even. Because if Jabez would have accepted the opinion of his parents, he would have died as a beggar. Because Bible says his mama gave him that name because he gave back to him in sorrow. So he said, oh, sorrow shall pursue you all the days of your life. But he refused to accept the status quo. He refused to accept the opinion of another maker. I mean, of another product. He went to the manufacturer. And the manufacturer said, as the seed of Abraham, you are supposed to be blessed. That was why he had the confidence to go to God and say, no, God, you must take this curse from my life. And God responded, heaven will respond to you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything that is trying to show up in your life that is not part of the program of the manufacturer will disappear today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Like we said, and as was confirmed in the scripture, we are the work of his hands. And therefore, as a nature and the purpose of a product is determined in the factory, the manufacturer said, we are God. So we are gods.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two, are we truly gods? Created by God? When God made us, he handed over the entire earth unto us. And as the administrator of it. So God made us, he handed over everything unto you. So you are a God over this earth. You are a God over sin. Bible says sin should not have dominion over you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, everything that was made from Genesis chapter 1 to verse 24 was made for whom? Are we alive?
Yes.
For who? For the angels? No! That one should even delay poverty mentality from your memory immediately. You know, some economists or the United Nations or United whatever they call themselves, they say they neighbor some country as poor country. But that's not true. Because there is no country that was created as a poor country. Hello? Because if you read your Bible from Genesis chapter 1 up to verse 24, before verse 26, where he made, let us made man, everything he made, including the sun, including the moon, including the stars, including the minerals, including the air, including the water that he made, that he created, including the light, everything, it was made for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that makes you a God over the situation. Genesis 1:26. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything that creepeth upon the earth. He said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Bible says, verse 28, and God blessed them. Remember we said that word bless is barak. He empowered them. He empowered them to be what he spoke them to be. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In case you still have issues with that, Psalms 115 verse 16. Psalms chapter 115 and verse 16. The Bible said, the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth he has given to whom? To whom? Remember the Bible said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You don't do like that actor in Nigeria, Baba Wande, that said the earth is the Lord's. And those who know this, the history, that lied. Thank you, Jesus. But the truth is that the earth is the Lord. But he has, Bible said, he has given it to the children of men, you and I. Not to angels. Hello?
Hi.
Did you get that? So, you are God because God created you and he gave the command that you should be in charge of the entire earth. He gave it to you by right. Are we gods? Indeed. Number three, God made it very clear to Moses, Exodus 7:1. Exodus chapter 7 and verse 1. He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, S-E-E, see, that in case you have issue with your eyes, put on your glasses, and see that ye what? He said, I have made thee a God unto what? To Pharaoh. And Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet. Because at that time, Moses was giving him excuse why he should not go to do what he has asked him to do. And he told him, he said, do not worry. The same you that you may think you are the same person that ran away from him that time, but you are a transformed person now. The same you that was running away from which some years back, now you are born again. You are no more a minced meat for him. Hallelujah. The devil does not have any power over you except the one that you give him. Hallelujah. Because in Christ Jesus, you are seated in the heavenly realm, far above principalities and power. He didn't say just above. He said far above, far above, far above principalities and powers. Who are the principalities and powers? Principalities and powers are fallen angels. Hello? They are fallen angels. And Bible said, since the moment they fell, they were derobed of their nature. They became stinking spirits. They lost their home. That's why they are hanging in the air. They are looking for where to rest. And that's why they try to deceive men to take over the earth. But they don't have that power. Except you give it unto them. Every deception against your destiny, I decree your liberty today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everywhere the enemy has been using subtlety to bring you down, I decree your liberty today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The fourth reason or fourth reference in the scripture to our divinity or being God. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms chapter 8 verse 3. Psalms chapter 8 verse 3. He said, when I consider thy heavens. Psalms chapter 8 verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim. And hast crowned him with what? With glory. So God crowned you with glory. Let this sink into your mind, please. You are not redeemed for shame. You are redeemed from shame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not redeemed for destructions. You are redeemed from destructions. You are not redeemed to be a beggar. You are redeemed to be a supplier. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalms chapter 82, verse 5. Psalms 82 verse 5. I want you to pay attention to this. Psalms 82 verse 5. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Why? He said, I have said, ye are gods. Do you have it in your Bible? Or have you removed that page? Is it still intact?
Yes.
He said, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What will you call children of a monkey? It's a monkey. The children of a tiger, what will you call them? So what will you call children of God? Hallelujah. You know, we like complicating things for ourselves. God said you are his child. He said, no, I'm not. Then you need help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God cannot lie. Like beget like. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, jokingly, I was talking with somebody about wisdom recently. And he said, he saw, he said, guys, big. God. I said, he's big. I've not seen his daddy. It's natural. If it's not big, then we will ask questions. It should naturally be big because the gene that produces him is big. An elephant, do you have to pray? So, okay, in the name of Jesus, have one elephant in my zoo. Let his son that he will give out to be big. Then something is wrong with you because the gene of that bigness, is there called bigness in English? Hallelujah. It's in him. Hallelujah. I mean, it's just natural. It should be natural for a child of God to behave like God. That's what we are saying. Thank you, Jesus. And so, he said, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, look at him lamenting in verse 7. He said, but ye shall die like men. Say, God forbid. And fall like one of the princes. Say, God forbid. You know why he said they would die like ordinary men? Because they don't understand. They lack understanding of whom they are. Hello? They lack the understanding of whom they are. If you capture a baby lion and you put him among the sheep, do you know that whenever he sees a dog, he will be running too? He will be running because he's walking among, you see, his mentality has changed. That's why, you know, some lions, I mean, if you look at some countries, I saw that one very well in South Africa. They have lions that they put their hand on top of it, just like dog. Because he's raised among the people that are doing hey to him. Will you do that one to the one in the bush? He will eat you instantly. Because he has lost his lion mentality, you can treat him as ordinary goat. So when you see a man operating below the level he was created to be, it's because he has lost the mentality of that level, of the realm he's supposed to be. So wake up now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I will wake up.
I will wake up.
You see one devil coming to play around your home. Will you watch her?
No.
Hello? You see somebody texting your husband and say, darling, honey. I say, oh, you're my friend. God bless you. Which God bless you? Hey, you must be a fool. Hello? The lion in you will react. I say, who are you? If I see your number again in this place. I mean, it's normal. Thank you, Jesus. We are gods. And above all, point number 5, Jesus reaffirmed it that we are gods. Hello? That in case you have issues with Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, in case you think that, okay, because it was David that wrote the Psalms, that he made reference to it, that maybe David was sleeping when he made a mistake. Bible still said Jesus, the God that became flesh, he made reference to it. John chapter 10 verse 34. John 10, 34. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? Because these people, they became angry. You know, they killed Jesus for that sake, you know. They were so angry. They said, you, we knew you. I knew you when you were in Judea, wherever you were born. In fact, there was a time they made reference to his family. They made reference to his four brothers. They made reference to his sisters. They couldn't comprehend it. That is it the same guy? That was a carpenter that was going around with hammer and nails. The same way, they will look at you and they will be surprised. I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Those who are expecting to find you at the bottom of the table, they will be looking at the top before they get to the talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Those who are looking for you to be disgraced, they will have to fill form to see you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They will have to book appointment to see you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the realm God has created you to be, and you will get there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In fact, you are on the way to the place in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, if he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture, cannot be broken. Jesus said, the word of God cannot change. God call you God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Another point is that we share in his divine nature. That in case when Psalmist wrote in Psalms 85, that he call you the children of the Most High, in case you have problem believing the grammar that was used in Genesis, he still made reference to it in the New Testament here, in the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8:14, it says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? They are the sons of God. Oh God. May you be able to see in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, capital S, or by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the Spirit, that is small s now, of bondage, again to fear. But ye have received the Spirit of adoption. What is adoption? This is just common English. No, you don't need to go to University of Theology to understand this. It's adoption. Why do they adopt people? When somebody doesn't have a parent, that's why they adopt him. Hello? You adopt people, and because we fell out of favor with God, in case you see somebody, because maybe religion has taught you that, okay, you know, we are sinners, God created us, and we fell out of grace, and no more, we don't have a chance again. God said, I have adopted you. You were orphans before, but I've adopted you. He said, thank you, Jesus. We have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The word Abba is Father in which word? In Hebrew. He still repeated, he said, Abba. That's what Father, Father. Hello? Do you call somebody a father if he's not your father? Will a goat call a human being his father? Abba. So you are created in the image of God. He said, we have received the Spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. He said in verse 16, he said, the Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the what? The children of God. We are the children of God. The Spirit bear witness that we are the children of God. And if children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. Hello? Bible calls us part of the body of Christ. He is the head. We are the body. Hello? If you are a Nigerian, is your head more Nigerian than your hand? You will need help to believe that. Hello? If you get to a place and you say, oh, welcome, sir. They want to introduce you. And they say, here comes the head of Mr. Douglas. Mr. Douglas, the whole you is the total you. Your leg is part of Mr. Douglas. Your hand part of Mr. Douglas. Hello? Every part of you is called Mr. Douglas. Hello? So if you are called part of Christ, what are you then? Can you imagine Jesus saying, oh, devil, snail, I want to go? It's not possible. So why are you begging the devil? Next time, when you remember the witch in your family, make a call and tell him that, I have realized who I am now. I am a God over you. Hello? Hi. You have no reason to fear any witch. For what? They don't have what it takes to bring you down. Hello? Thank you, Jesus. In Christ Jesus. As we close, like we said, the secret to this reality is in seeing. Seeing. You have to be able to see it. You have to be able to grasp it. You have to be able to understand it and walk in the reality of it. Thank you, Jesus. It is in your ability to see. That's why that scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, or the origin and the perfecter of our faith. He said, if you want to look at yourself, if you want to know your nature, just look at Jesus. Hello? You know, indirectly, our children, they just follow us. If you live in a house where they are cursing every day, they are using a manner of negative word. You don't have to train the children that have come from that house to be cursing people. They will just naturally be doing it. Hello? If you live in a house where they say Jesus is Lord every time, you will see that the children, they will just copy it. So whatever happened in the household is what you will impart or transfer to your children. And so if you want to live like Jesus, you have to keep on looking at Jesus for you to be able to see. Thank you, Jesus. If we take our eyes off the world or start looking unto Jesus, we will become weary and we won't be able to see anymore. That's why he said to Moses, he said, Moses, see, I have made thee a God. This was the same Moses that was running from Pharaoh before. Can you imagine? The same man that you ran away from. And someone now told you and say, go and meet him. Not to negotiate with you and say, okay, I'll give you some money. Please allow me to live in one corner in your house. He went to his palace and he told him, he said, let my people go. And if you don't let them go, I will kill your firstborn. You must have taken something. Even if you smoke it, go. You won't do that. Something must have happened to you. Hello? That's why I know that next time when you challenge that problem in your life, it must bow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because a new you is emerging right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews 12, 2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. So when you stop looking at Jesus, you become weary. Like we said in Yoruba, Ojupiko Oronsiga. It's not the redness of your heart. It is the redness of your heart. Hello? For your heart to be red means you are burning with the fire. Hello? And the fire of the heart is a product of the revelation of the truth, the understanding of the word of God. Hello? It's not in chanting it. It's not in begging. It's in discovering whom you are in Christ Jesus. Like we said, that king, Hezekiah, will have died like rats. But he discovered that in Christ Jesus, he is not supposed to pass through untimely death. And so, when that prophet came to tell him, I said, you are going to die. He said, this sickness, you are not going to recover. He said, no. Bible said, he faced the world. And he argued it out with God. He said, God, I must not die. Jabez will have died as a beggar. He discovered that he was created to be a God over poverty. And he said, no. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, you must bless me. And his story changed. Your story will change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The woman with the issue of blood will have died with that cancer. They have told me. No, Bible said she wasted all her money on the physician. So she was going from one hospital to the other. They were checking her. They did x-ray. They did y-ray, whatever ray they call it. They kept on telling her the same result. But she discovered something. That as a seed of Abraham, I am not supposed to be buffeted by this sickness. Ah, said, I must do something. And she heard that Jesus was passing by. And said, even though the Lord says, when I have blood around my body, I must not go into the congregation of the saints. But I would rather die trying than sitting down in self-pity. And she said, I will go. Said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, it is settled. Was he not settled? How do you touch the hem of his garment? You touch the hem of his garment by the word of God. Hello? Are you ready to touch the word of God today? Are you ready to discover the truth concerning your situation?
Yes.
This is the moment, sir. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. He said, but we, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed, or we are transformed, or we metamorphose into what? The same image. Same image with whom? With whom?
With God.
Ah. Are you still alive? He said, as we are looking at him in the mirror, mirror of what? Mirror of the word of God. As we are looking at him as in a mirror, he said, we are transformed into this same image with what? With Christ, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Let's stand up. Do you get it now? He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. As you are looking at him, you are seeing yourself. As you are looking at him, you are seeing yourself. As you are looking at him, every time you look at him, you see yourself. Hallelujah. Every time you look at Jesus in the truth, you see yourself. Every time you look at Jesus in the truth, you see yourself. That's why, you know, the word of God even said it in Isaiah chapter 51. Hallelujah. Amen. Isaiah 51 in verse 1 and 2. He said, hearken to me. I mean, listen to me very well. Ye that follow after righteousness. He said, ye that seek the Lord. He said, look unto the rock. Not a rock. The rock. The definite article. The rock. The particular rock. Who is that rock? He said, looking unto. Thank you, Jesus. The rock. Whence ye are healed. And unto the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Hello? So he said, look unto that rock. Look at the material that we use to make you, you know, in engineering, in material, metallurgy and material engineering. We did something they called the study of the material. I mean, I've forgotten the name of that subject anyway. But see, you study a material. If the part of a material breaks and you want to weld it, if your table, a metal table, breaks down, I mean breaks in part of it, and you weld it, will you use wood to weld it? Are you going to use wood to weld it? Megida, does it work? It cannot work. Hello? Neither will you patch your suit that is nylon with what? With iron. They will call Karolinska for you if we try that. Hallelujah. So he said, look at the material you are used, you made from. He said, look at the rock from which you are made. Can God be sick? Hello? Will God be weeping because the devil is trying to block the road? Abba. When next time somebody threatens you, say he's a court member, what are you going to tell him? You will beg him. Ah, if you beg him fast, I will shake head for you. But I know you're not going to do that anymore in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, in case you still have issue with it, he said, look unto Abraham, your father, and look unto Sarah that bear you. Say, so in case you don't have the understanding of who you are, thank God this year we're celebrating the blessing of Abraham. Abraham was so blessed. Hello? This man was so blessed that nations were envying him. You won't be pitied in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Angels are envying you. You will not become a subject of pity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Begin to give God thanks. Give him glory for the revelation of the truth. Give him thanks. And say, Lord, I thank you for what you have packaged in me. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Irrespective of my age, irrespective of where I came from, irrespective of my lineage, I thank you because you have created a new me. I give you praise. I bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Be glorified, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I think we should just close by this story. Remember, there was this story that was told that a farmer captured a small lion, a baby lion, and he put him among the sheep. Hello? So every time this lion looks up, he looks at the sheep. Ah! Because he was raised among the sheep, he saw himself as a sheep. He had the mentality of a sheep. So whenever they go to the river to drink, and fox and all the other animals are coming, you know what will happen to the sheep? They will take off. He too will take off. Why? Because he was ignorant of whom he was. But this same lion, as he was growing, he discovered that every time he looks at the water when they are drinking, when light shines upon you, your image will reflect on the surface of the water. Have you ever seen that one before? He started looking at himself. I'm different from this thing that we are working together. There must be something in me that is different from these ones. And so one day, when the lion came to chase them, he stood to look upon that lion. I said, I have the same nature with this thing. And so when other sheep took off, he stood up. And when lion came, he wagged his tail to him and said, ah, my brother, come. Hallelujah. He discovered his future in the scripture. The Bible means to understand, being sanctified by the word of God. So the word of God is the water through which we look at our face. Bible said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. Hallelujah. Bible says the same word became flesh. So when you're looking unto Jesus, you are looking at the word of God. The word of God is the mirror. That's why I read for you in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 here, verse 18. He said, but we with open face, just like that lion, that's like that baby lion, with open face, he look at what? He said, with open face, we behold or we look as like in the grass, in a mirror. So every time this one look at the mirror of the water, he said, I'm not created to be a beggar. I'm not created to be begging. I'm not created to be shaking like vegetable because of this sickness. I'm not created to be thinking failure. No, I must arise now. Do you see it right now? Brethren, you are not to be pitied, sir. Everything that is making men to pity you, today, the heaven send help your way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe from your lineage, maybe from your family, no one has really excelled. But as the Lord liveth, your destiny is recovered today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Maybe certain sickness has been buffeting your family and they even gave you an excuse why it should pass on to you. But as the Lord liveth, the lion in you will rise up today to challenge the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, we read that scripture today. He said winter. Hello? Somebody will tell you that flu is because of what? Winter. It's a lie. Jesus operated in winter. He didn't have flu. Hello? So next time when you say, hey, that flu is coming, you shut up. Hallelujah. See the picture of your future in the scripture. Somebody may tell you, this is your son. He's a wayward child. He can't amount to be anything. Refuse it. Because see the picture of the future of your child in that book of Psalms that we read last two Sundays, where he said the generation of the upright shall be mighty. So how can my child not be mighty? Hello? You know, that one automatically deflate the nonsense and they say, okay, pastor children should be wayward. It's a lie. I can't find that in the scripture. And I know that your children, they will be higher than you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Bible said that as arrows are in the hands of the youth, they are the sword and the chain of their youth. So your children are the arrow that you are firing toward. Maybe you have never been able to shake a governor, but your children will be named among the administrators of this world in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Abba. Jesus said the scripture cannot be broken. The scripture cannot change. Hello? That you are from Africa didn't change you. Except this Bible is not true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, ye are gods. Hear God. We'll continue next week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But hear God. Hello. Hear God. I want you to dig deep into it. When you get home, see, mirror is not just to see how your lipstick look like. Oh. No! It is to see the true you. You know, I speak to myself in the mirror. I say, Femi, you are blessed. Hello? I say, you are blessed. I proclaim the word that I had upon me. I say, you are blessed. It is well with you. You shall be the head and not the tail. You be aggressive about that. It is well with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, your testimony we have bound in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every door that the enemy has tried to lock against you, on its own accord, this week it shall open in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every devil that gangs up against your destiny, against the destiny of your family, this week they shall be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whoever waits for you to be buried will be surprised in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said this week you will receive a call telling you that that thing is said to me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said this week heaven will gather forces together to bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
I cover your family with the blood of Jesus. Go and prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.